This Week in the Civil War, on Thursday, August 13, 1863, a Confederate Army chaplain wrote to President Jefferson Davis, expressing the feelings of many in and out of the Western Confederate armies, that every disaster that has befallen us in the West has grown out of the fact that weak and inefficient men have been kept in power. The letter criticized Davis for his astonishing prejudices and adherences to weak favorites, such as General John Pemberton. Urging Davis to relieve us of these drones and pygmies, Pemberton was accused of illegally trading cotton and tobacco with the Northern armies. Critics increasingly denounced both Davis and his wife, Verena, who was also said to influence promotions for dandyish young men over tested veterans, because the former was willing to pay court and smirk and dance attendance on her. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.